The agriculture sector has room to grow as an energy producer. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Unless your farm caters to agro-tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. For decades, American crop farmers have been producing feedstocks for ethanol, biodiesel, and more recently, says former Penn State Ag and Biological Engineering professor Tom Richard, farmers are looking to generate fossil fuel replacements.
Today, our electric grid has about 40% non-fossil energy in it. That's not all solar and wind. In fact, very little of it is right now, less than 10%. Half of that 40% that's non-fossil is nuclear, and another 10% is hydroelectric. But solar and wind are gaining fast.
Richard says farmers are also turning waste into bio-based fuels and trying new crops with potential uses for energy production.
We can think about agriculture as a way to take more carbon out of the atmosphere and use it to substitute for fossil energy, not just with some of those liquid fuels that we use today, but getting beyond manure to actually looking at other crops for biogas production and renewable natural gas production.
And says Richard, farmers are exploring ways to save energy. Precision agriculture, for example, can eliminate over-application of fertilizers, one of the biggest energy costs in a farming operation. More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.